Chapter 9, the Tribal Knowledge Council. In the tribal knowledge paradigm, there is a requirement for a formal process or a forcing function to continue to get new ideas into the system and get them implemented. After the initial phase of training is complete, what we call phase zero, employees are introduced to the idea of contributing ideas based upon their improvement of mission-relevant tribal knowledge. During this initial phase, managers and employees are introduced to the Tribal Knowledge Council, which we call the TKC. The TKC is the control point for managing improvements in the business. The purpose of the TKC is to be the clearinghouse for change or new ideas for improvement. It is a touchstone of the CEO and his executive team. It is not managed as much as it is an automated administrative activity with a dashboard tracking process of results. A word of caution here. This council has no direct authority, nor should it. It merely facilitates the process of putting ideas into play. If authority is given, it will both conflict with the line management authority and create an artificial elite status which will dampen participation. In the book, we have a picture of a diagram of what we imagine the Tribal Knowledge Council to represent. At the top is a CEO with a line arrow both ways to the Tribal Knowledge Council. Beneath the CEO are the various executives in the management team. And below that are teams with managing support, contributing ideas to the Tribal Council. And then at the very bottom, it shows employees with arrows up into the team, indicating that they're putting ideas into play. And an arrow down from the management team indicate that they're providing support to the employees. The Japanese call this continuous process improvement activity Kaizen. Continuous improvement and ongoing innovation is not an accidental discovery. It is part of their national religion, Zen Buddhism. But as we noted earlier, this concept rolls off the shoulders of American managers. However, when the concept is framed in terms of internal growth or profit improvement, it definitely rings the bell. That was a lesson that we learned early. The TKC reports to the CEO, as we noted in the chart. In this diagram, all ideas for tribal knowledge improvement are routed through the TKC. In this diagram, the CEO is the chairman of the TKC. It isn't necessary for the CEO to attend any or all of the meetings of the TKC. The CEO just needs to see the input, progress, and output of the ideas going in. The TKC is ideally automated, but the tracking is not complicated in small companies. When a Fortune 100 company does this, it is best if it is automated to deal with the volume of activity. A few words need to be said about the staffing of the TKC. It cannot become a place for anyone to create his or her agenda of power. The TKC is merely where ideas go. They are tracked from initiation of the idea or project to the proposed solution through the metrics that the idea actually generates the results projected by the proposal. The TKC tracks the revenue increase, productivity improvement, or cost reduction projected by the team. The CEO and the executive team keep in touch with the results so that successful teams may be recognized both when the idea is ready to go until it hits its target goal of waste elimination. Our concern about making the TKC or any idea or innovation control point a power position, it is too often abused and becomes a point of tension. An individual who has a personal agenda that conflicts with the corporate mission can be problematic. The best way to avoid this problem is to not make the TKC a power position. Ideally, in the tribal knowledge paradigm, ideas flow from every employee. In this methodology, improving tribal knowledge is a defined responsibility of every manager. That objective was defined to be the second of the tribal knowledge paradigm principles. One of the most difficult parts of this process in large companies is dealing with lawyers. In most Fortune 500 companies, there is a patent management group. This group sometimes gets involved and demands, or asks, to look over the shoulder of the TKC activities to make sure that ideas with patent potential are identified early in the process to ensure intellectual property is protected. On the other hand, these groups are by nature power centers and need to be controlled as well. With a power-hungry patent attorney monitoring, nothing would get done. All ideas would be scrutinized and progress would grind to a halt. This is normal in a balance of innovation and productivity improvement and IP protection. It is not a danger, merely a precaution, that issues can arise in this process that need to be analyzed. The tracking of all ideas is the responsibility of the TKC. Implementation is the responsibility of the team and any executives that need to be involved. So when someone has an idea for a process improvement, the idea is submitted to the TKC and the War on Waste process, or similar problem-solving tool, is applied to get the idea converted into action, and the implementation plan and metrics of success are posted for all to see. The progress of the team is posted by the TKC. Results of project status also need to be posted for all to review. The Tribal Knowledge Council is the single point of tracking for all ideas and innovations that improve mission-relevant tribal knowledge in the company. All ideas, large and small, need to be reported here because the respect from recognition flowing from ideas that improve tribal knowledge are an important key to the success of this methodology. The ideas serve as the basis of what was noted earlier with earned recognition. We know that some ideas are so easy to implement that they don't deserve much attention. But as we noted earlier, the idea is important, but equally important is the recognition attained by those making a financial contribution to the company with an idea. After all, that is what the tribal knowledge paradigm is all about. This is the end of Chapter 9.